escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a Thursday. It's the 3rd of July. It's the calm before the fireworks storm and the hot dog storm and everything that's going to go on tomorrow. And Ted Johnson's in the house. Does not have his America shirt on, though. Has a nice flowery orangey pinky type shirt.
You know what? I should have...
Where's your USA shirt?
I wasn't thinking. Didn't even cross my mind. I thought, you know, let me put a fun shirt on and didn't think, you know, well, let's honor America. Let's get patriotic. And my bad, bro. Next year.
You know what I'll be wearing tomorrow when I hit the grill to cook out and then hit the boat?
Let me guess. A little JB jersey.
No. That's the traditional everyday.
Oh.
It's a red, white, and blue day. So the Shaq Dream Team jersey will be brought out. The red, white, and blue Team USA basketball jersey.
You own a Shaq Dream Team jersey. I think we're... How many jerseys do you own?
Not that many. It's probably like 5 or 6.
Oh.
4 or 5.
How many of those players are younger than you?
JB.
Mm-hmm.
Not Larry Johnson.
No.
Not Shaq.
Larry Johnson. You know what? I'm okay with Larry Johnson. I'm okay with that.
Got a lot of comments in St. Lucia on that at the resort. They're like, Is that Grandmama Larry Johnson?
My goodness. You know what?
People are like, I'm from Charlotte. That's awesome. That's a great jersey.
I kind of like that. It takes me to a time and place. What if I told you at one time I owned a Ben Wallace jersey? Right?
So you used to wear jerseys.
You know what? A little bit.
I'm going to break you down. And by by the end of next summer, you'll be wearing basketball jerseys to the beach.
No. Nope. Won't ever happen.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
319!
319!
319,
it's a hot!
Yeah, there you go!
What's that? It's a hot!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak! A hat trick! And a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three!
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Stiz and Dan Ball are both off today, so I'm not only going to be a three-point stancer, I'm also going to have to sort of run the segment Dan Ball style today.
Yep.
Today's three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car accident or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens. Remember, that's 617-777-7777. We have three hosts today because Brian Ferzocco has slid into the Dan Ball chair. So he'll be telling us something either about the Chicago Bears or the NBA because those are his
I've already talked to him about
sweet spots.
Very excited about the three-point stance today.
But a reminder, what we do here is we got three hosts, so we each have 60 seconds to get a topic off our chest rather quickly.
make a declarative hot take or whatever you want to call it. We will go Andy Hart. That's me. Then we'll go Ted Johnson, finish up with Brian Ferzocco, and then we'll swing back around and maybe discuss some of the finer points of the takes. So, Andy, are you ready? I am indeed ready.
Atta
so,
boy.
Put me on the clock, Zach. Does it start right now? So, I was watching something on NBC Sports Boston from Chris Forsberg, who I like. I think he does a good job with the Celtics. I know they're green teamers over there, so it's a little slanted.
Oh, big time, big
but
time.
But it's sort of like Dewey us green. Talking about Cora sometimes. It's a little biased to it.
Don't put me in there. You guys, you
so,
and Fitzy.
Oh, no. So, he's talking about sort of the financial ramifications, benefits of what the Celtics are doing, and he took a longer-term approach. He didn't just say, oh, they're getting under the second apron, they're getting flexibility. He said, one thing you can look to if you'd like to as a benefit of what they're doing is the summer of 2027. Oof. They're going to have a boatload of money to spend on the open market, salary cap dollars, because free agency that year, you got all these big names, Steph Curry, Giannis, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, Jokic, Karl-Anthony Towns, and I'm like, aging stars that I'm going to have to overpay to get? I don't want those. How did we get from a dynasty that was being held together to looking ahead 2 years to maybe spending cap dollars on some old coots? That does not make me feel better, Chris Forsberg.
Really good. Good, good three-point stance by you. That's
thank you.
I mean, really, 2 years in basketball and in football, it's like living in dog years. I mean,
yeah.
That's forever, you know, to kind of get optimistic about something that far down the road. I'm with you, buddy. That's for aging guys. Come on.
Yeah.
And you know the profile of the team that I want. Is not an aging
wrong direction,
yeah,
right?
Yep, yep.
Go the other direction.
When you look at the finals and you see the two teams that were in the finals, two of the youngest team in the NBA and the youngest team, OKC, winning the whole thing shows you, I think, where the NBA is going.
For example, if you had, before we move on to Ted Johnson, just real quick, if you had said like SGA, oh, he's going to be a free agent. You might be able to sign SGA. Then I'd be like, oh, that's interesting, having some flexibility. But most of these guys, not name Luka. Luka is in the mix. There's a couple, but for the most part, they're aging stars that I want no part of. Ted Johnson. Are you ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Zach, put him on the clock, and it starts right now.
All right, so I've been wanting to get this off my chest. Brad Marchand obviously winning the cup down there with the Florida Panthers. And I just there was something about talk of Marchand coming back to the Bruins. At the Bruins, you've kind of thought that maybe when they made the trade in the middle of the season that might be a wise move, that they would be interested in it. And you were exactly right. I mean, reports were that the Bruins would have been in on Brad Marchand if he wanted to come back to the Bruins. But ultimately, he signs a six-year deal for $32 million with the Florida Panthers. And you know what? Even though he didn't sign here, it irritated me that they even wanted to sign him. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. It's like, what is it with the Breeze? They put sentimentality over winning. The average age of the Bruins roster is 27 years old, one of the youngest rosters in the NHL. Bringing in a 37-year-old who you already had here before when it was a total disaster makes no sense. What is wrong with the Bruins? I'm worried that they have zero vision. Just the idea of bringing Brad back made no sense to me.
Couldn't agree with you more, Ted.
You in on that, Brian?
Plus one on that as well.
To be fair, though, they didn't do anything, and this is a little bit like your girlfriend being like, did you look over at that girl? Yep. That's the same as cheating.
It tells me their mentality. It tells me, it scares me that they even were, you shouldn't even have thought one time about bringing Brad Marchand back. The fact that they did, it tells me that I don't think they're a rudderless ship, bud. The rudderless ship, man.
They are a little bit, and I want to piggyback on that a little bit when we swing back around. I have some thoughts about the Bruins, Marchand related, and what they've been doing. But Brian Ferzocco is the topic of the day. NBA or the Bears?
The former NBA.
Okay, nailed it. Brian Ferzocco, are you ready?
I am ready.
You ready to step up? No stumbling. It's 60 seconds.
My heart's already racing. I'm a little nervous, but...
Terp got a little nervous when he heard the music come on at the end.
He warned me the other day. He said, once you hear that clock going...
All right, Zach, put him on the clock right now.
All right, as Andy already said, as the NBA basketball guy on the show, I feel obligated to give you a basketball take. So I looked around now that the dust has sort of settled with the NBA trade offseason kind of opening up and a lot of teams making moves. And I was just sort of looking through and I see all these teams, specifically in the Eastern Conference, making all of these moves to improve their roster. I look at the Cavs bringing in Lonzo Ball. I look at the Magic bringing in guys like Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones. I look at the Bucks getting rid of an injured, aging Damian Lillard, bringing in a young guy like Miles Turner, who was just in the championship. I look at the Knicks not losing anybody, bringing in guys like Jordan Clarkson, Gershon Yabusele. I think the Eastern Conference teams, not named the Pacers and Celtics, who are both going to miss their number one star next year due to Achilles tears. I think the East is wide open next year, and I'm worried the Celtics are slipping behind some of the rest of the teams in the East because the window is wide, wide open next year.
That's a good 3-point stance right there, Bubba. Good job. I got questions, man.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
I'm curious. Remind me, it was Ball. Which one of the Balls went to?
Lonzo Ball. Lonzo. The older one.
Like, I kind of like that move for Cleveland, right?
That's a move that I've been kind of wanting the Celtics to make for a while. Yeah. They haven't had a true traditional point guard in what feels like forever.
And he...
What's his health status?
He's a give the ball first. He's a guy that really is more about assist.
He's a passer. He can play good defense. He's got decent size for a point guard. Now, Andy, your concerns are valid.
Doesn't he have a knee that's his like 172 knee, years old?
His knee up? Is bad. Now, he came back last year and he played, and you're hoping that, you know, that was a thing of the past, but he missed a lot of time with that.
I think he even got some experimental fake something put in his knee.
Stem cells.
Something, yeah. Okay. He was really grasping to try to recover.
And, Brian, did you mention Orlando making a signing?
I did. Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones Jr.
Okay, so Orlando scares me. Not only how they played the Celtics, but... You know, with Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner on there, those are two of the top players in the NBA under the age of 28.
And what's his name's coming back? Was hurt last year, right?
Who's that?
Suggs.
Jalen Suggs.
Yeah. Well, he was hurt. You get him back.
He was hurt. Yeah, he didn't play in the Celtics series.
It's, so, to me, that's a sneaky kind of sleeper right there.
So, this is interesting because we're looking at this, and I talked to you a little bit about this, Brian, before you went on air, that... You know, we're looking at this as it's a wide open East, and it's almost like the Celtics are just using it as a reset year with no Tatum, where other teams are like, it's wide open in the East. Why don't we go for it? We might not be good enough in a normal year or in a different conference or a different time, but for this year, we can sneak in as a higher seed than we probably deserve to be.
Brian, what do you think? Because I go back and forth. I'm like, okay, I kind of understand it's a natural reset with Tatum getting hurt, but... But then, wait a minute, you know, the East is all, it's kind of, you know, there isn't like a powerhouse in the East. And who knows, what if in the West, you face a team like, I don't know, the Mavericks from 2 years ago that was a flawed team, and you kind of sneak a win, or a championship.
I'd argue the West is just as wide open as the East. All these teams West are making better teams for sure, but... I don't think the Thunder are going to have a cakewalk to the finals.
No.
I certainly don't. The Nuggets have gotten better. The Houston Rockets have gotten better. I think a lot of teams in the West, could argue the Lakers finally got a center.
Yeah.
A lot of teams in the West are getting better, too. I think the NBA, from a casual viewership standpoint, is going to be much more entertaining this year. I think there are six, seven, eight teams that could all make the finals, and I wouldn't be surprised.
But I don't know if that makes the NBA more. See, I think that makes the NBA like less.
This is
I'm with you. And for you and me who are, you know, kind of hoop heads, it's more exciting, but for the average fan, I think if there's not super teams, no one cares.
Well, not
much.
Just super teams, but not even the true favorite, the Mike Tyson. Arcand has talked a lot about this. Who's the team of the generation? Who's the measuring stick? You don't really have that. The parity that has set in, both financially and otherwise. The other thing I would say that maybe differentiates Indiana and Boston from the rest of the East and maybe affects their approach or their vision is the Celtics to have a successful season, like a really have to win a title because they just won a title a year ago. So like their measuring stick is title. You might even be able to say that about Indiana now just because they got to the finals. So the next step is to actually get over the hump, win a title. They both think, well, we're not going to win a title without our best players. All these other teams, a trip to the conference finals or a trip to the finals where you maybe lose to OKC, that's a great year. Like that's an impactful kind of lift. If the Magic go to the finals and lose to OKC,
that's incredibly
a huge
successful
step forward.
Great year.
Huge
that's
step
a huge
forward.
Year. So there's a little bit of a different approach, I think, organizationally, depending on the expectations based on what you've done in recent years.
I think the pressure's on Cleveland. If I'm at Cleveland, I'm a fan. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like you should have been to the finals this year. And now you've added to your team, and everyone's healthy. You know, to me, that's the team that has the most pressure on.
Donovan Mitchell still hasn't been in a conference finals yet.
Is that right?
Yeah. So at some point, you got to figure a guy who's that talented has to make it. So if you're Cleveland, I think it's this year or bust.
And a guy that I think is clutch and more clutch than Tatum within games, but clutchness also involves series and postseasons and runs, right? It's not just, you know, oh, hit the three at a one-off game. It's about getting your team where your team is supposed to go, and he hasn't done that. So I think that's him. The other one that I would put some pressure on, in my opinion, is the Knicks. You fired your coach. You were in the conference final. You fired your coach, interviewed everybody, including Dawn Staley, the head coach at freaking South Carolina or wherever she is. And this is not a shot at her.
No.
At all.
She's a hell of a coach.
She scares me. I think she would whip my ass into shape. And she's got a little Parcells or something to her where she can be entertaining, but she can also be like imposing and kind of scary.
She looks you eye to eye.
100%. So this is not about her, but they fired their coach who took them to their best season in 25 years. Yeah. And now hired Mike Brown, who is
whatever.
Journeyman coach. I feel like he's a journeyman coach, basically.
That's what he is.
In the NBA. So I think there's some pressure on, because they created their own pressure. If they just kept Tibbs, it would be a different scenario, but they created their own pressure. Can we get to the Bruins? Can we get to this Bruins talk?
Absolutely.
So the Marchand thing doesn't bother me, maybe because, as you said, I talked about it way back when he was traded, that I thought it would be a possibility, consideration, whatever. The thing that bothers me is this whole idea from the Bruins. Like, I coached girls lacrosse goalies once upon a time, and I would say the same exact thing to every goalie before every game, every girl. If they don't score, they can't win. Like, your job is to...
Bill Belichick always says,
no,
if the other team doesn't score...
I made it up. Screw Bill. We're not talking about Bill here. But this Bruins team feels like they're going with that mentality. Like, oh, we're going to have better goaltending, and we're going to be better defensively, and we'll find ways to score enough goals. I hate it.
It's the Claude Julien era all over again.
I hate it. And I don't think they're going to – you have Pasta, who is going to give you his whatever, his 100 points, and that's great. But other than a number of guys outperforming their recent years or going back to – career years from 5 years ago. Oh, yeah. Just because you scored 27 goals 5 years ago does not make you a 27-goal scorer. It means once upon a time, all the pieces fell in place and you scored 27 goals. I think they're really going to struggle to score goals. The thing that I also add to it that is different from them, Don Sweeney seems to think, we're going to get much better goaltending.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Swayman is not one of the best goalies in hockey right now. Oh. He just isn't.
Did you see him in what tournament they had after the season, though?
Oh, he's a different human?
He's human now.
Yeah.
He's found his humanness.
Yeah, no. Right now, the narrative of him is one of the worst goalie contracts in hockey.
Let me ask you this. Let me put it to you this way. The Boston Bruins this year ranked 26th in the NHL in goals against. If they think, okay, we've added to our defensive arsenal and the Swayman can't have a worse year than he had last year, he's got to get better. Say they go from 26th to, say, 12th or 14th or something like that. Does that make them a playoff team?
I don't think it's good enough. Have you seen their power play? Their power play unit right now is disgusting. Even their first power play unit. If you look at that, you say, that's not a number one power play.
No.
I just don't know if they're going to be able to score enough where if they're 12th, 14th, middle of the pack, Ted, to your point.
Yeah.
They're a middle of the pack team in terms of goals allowed. I don't know if that's good enough. Their formula is to win 2-1, 3-2 games, and if you're in the middle of the pack and goals against, I don't think that's good enough.
Or James Hagans. Do you see some of those videos on Twitter from Warrior? He was out there in like 3-on-3 drills or something, distributing and creating scoring.
Can we real quick, real mention? I admittedly don't know hockey like a lot of the hardos do, but I'm gonna sit here going, so you sign a guy and he's gonna play his season in BC?
Oh yeah, he's probably going back to BC.
So
yeah, he's not going to help the Bruins this year. Like, you get to watch him. Local.
This year or the year after or the year after? I mean,
the year after a consideration, the year after that is probably more realistic.
He's going to sign after BC's season ends coming up. So the spring of 26 is when he's going to join.
But that
the
doesn't mean he's going to be ready to hit the ice skating.
That's interesting.
No, not necessarily.
So you can sign a guy to a contract all you did was get the rights to him?
Yes.
You haven't signed him. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
And you have other issues with him. He's undersized for the position he plays. Like, his measurables are just
5'11".
Yeah, He's little for the job.
Yeah. Similar to Will Campbell. You don't know if he's going to play the position that you drafted him at.
He's a good player who a lot of people think is going to end up as a winger, and maybe that's an addition to your offense, and maybe that's a long-term benefit to the Boston Bruins.
I'm just told he can handle the puck without looking down at the puck.
Yes. So, I did read that in everything I read.
I mean,
This is where I'm a little with Ted as not like a hockey puck guy. Is that not something that a lot of guys should be able to do by the time they reach the NHL level?
That's pretty important not to be staring at the ground when you're skating.
Right. Like, me, I'd have to do it. I'd have to look down and be like this.
He doesn't have to look down.
I haven't been playing hockey my entire life since I was 3 at 5 a.m. in some, you know, ice barn that my mother took me to. So,
is there a prospect that Bruins have had in a recent time where, I mean, was there one person that gave a negative grade to the Bruins for that pick?
No. No. Well, and that was some of it was just based on sort of the media projections that about 6 months ago he could have been the number one overall pick. Right. And when you get the number one overall pick at 7, that's a steal of the draft.
Right.
Yes, Brian?
Going back to Ted's 3-point stance, just before we forget, in terms of Marchand, I was on with Dan on Sunday, and him and I were discussing the Bruins' interest in Marchand. When he won the Stanley Cup, and again, I could be wrong. This is sort of me asking. We were asking this on Sunday, and I probably should have looked it up since then. But do you remember any players on the Bruins, specifically David Pastrnak, or players that have been with him for a while, Charlie McAvoy, congratulating him on Instagram, Twitter, social media? So, I don't know.
Rich
Keefe, remember
right again.
When Rich Keefe sort of made that announcement about Pastrnak and Marchand, everyone sort of pushed back, including the Bruins, including Marchand. I haven't noticed anything about anybody congratulating him on winning the Stanley Cup, which I find a little interesting.
Therein lies the rub. I think I've been hearing people talk about, it was worse than we thought behind the scenes, and yet you still thought of bringing him back. Just to Brian's point, I didn't feel a lot of love from the current Bruins roster towards Brad Marchand. You're starting to hear things that it was worse than maybe we thought, and yet they still were open to bringing him back. I don't get that.
Well, you're right.
Organizational
it's the Bruins.
Philosophy.
It's nostalgic. That's what they do. Yeah. If you played here previously, we'll either bring you back to play, we'll bring you back your coach, you can be the GM, you can be the president of hockey operations. We'll find a role for you. If you ever put on the sweater, once a Bruin, always a Bruin, Bruin for life kind of thing. Up next here are WEEI Afternoons. Nice job, Andy, hosting 3-point stance. Nice job, Brian, stepping in. Everybody nailed it. Zach Coe had the audio. Boom. That right there is a production pre-4th of July. Up next, though, we got a guy that I think might already be on the Cape getting ready to celebrate 4th of July. But our guy, Mike Giardi, is going to join us to talk about all things Boston sports. I always have to remind people, before he became Mr. Patriot and Mr. NFL, he covered every championship in the 2000s here in Boston. So he's kind of cranky if you follow him on social media about the Red Sox, about the Bruins, about the Celtics. Mike Giardi will be cranky on our airwaves next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Zach with
Escape the Heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What's trending? Good job, Zach. You got me going.
Is this on a soundtrack song? It feels like a soundtrack kind of song. I don't know what this song
is. It's from wrestling, right? Wasn't this Hulk Hogan's entrance music for a while?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Now, I don't know. Beyond that, it might be from a movie or something else.
Gotcha.
But I know it from Hulk Hogan.
I don't want to get off on a Hulk Hogan tangent, but that man's kind of lost his way, right? A little bit. Yeah.
Are you surprised about that, though?
I used to watch the reality show, and it used to be – thought it was awesome. But now I guess the mom doesn't talk to the daughter.
Oh, yeah. They're a mess.
Ugh.
They are a mess. And I feel like that generally happens. If you ever get a reality show, even if you're not a mess on the reality show, at some point you'll be a mess.
Yeah.
Pre or post. But speaking of guys who are a mess, at least on social media, it is time now for our buddy, Boston Sports Journal Mike Giardi, to join us. But first, the best open for a phone hit in Boston radio.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
That's false advertising here on WEEI Afternoons, because I almost guarantee Mike Giardi will be pissed about something in Boston sports, because if you follow him on social media, he's been pissed nonstop lately. Michael, how we doing?
And by the way, that's Rick Derringer, who did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, just passed away not too long ago, who did the I'm a Real American song for Hulk Hogan. So there you go, your musical history moment with Mike G.
And that is why I tell people he is the most versatile man in Boston sports media. Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, and something about Hulk Hogan's music.
Yeah. That's Rock and Roll. Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He's also an expert on bad baseball teams, because I was reading on Twitter last night, you guaranteed they're the worst baseball team east of the Mississippi. How frustrated are you with the Boston Red Sox? Were you one of those that started the year taking the over, buying in on the 90-win team?
I did not take the over because I didn't like the pitching enough. I think the starting rotation was flawed, and I think that's sort of proven to be part of the problem here. But for me, you watch them, man. Like, it's simple baseball things, like Marcelo Mayer throwing to third base when the play is at the plate, and like, where's the catcher yelling for? You know, if you got to throw it home, it's like the Romy Gonzalez with the double and trying to stretch it into a triple and makes the first out of the inning at third base. That's the stuff that, no kidding, you teach in Little League, right?
Yep.
I don't understand this team. I don't understand the what's going on in the minor leagues in terms of the development process. It seems like, you know, the driveline stuff, all the things that they're into, but like, we forget about fundamentals. Do we forget about how to advance a base runner, hit the ball to the right side? You know, like, things like that, they just don't do. And, you know, I know a lot of people want to put it on Cora, and certainly he deserves his share of blame. But, like, to me, it feels like he just come up, Andy, and they don't know what the hell they're doing when they get here.
Well, before Ted gives you his question, I did want to let you know that Dan Ball did a little research. He went to the Driveline website, and they do only have two tabs, pitching and hitting. There is no defense tab for Driveline, no base running. That doesn't fall into their metrics. So that's definitely a reason to be frustrated.
And Mike, you already answered kind of one of the questions. It's just about Cora. I'm with you. I don't put as much on Cora, because which leads me to this question. It just feels like it's like they've outsourced, you know, aspects of the game they want to teach. You know, so Driveline, and then you got Sportsology, and then you got Andrew Bailey, and you got all these different kind of philosophies within the organization that I feel like, you know, that just screws things up and there's not a clear vision. Like, do you, just structurally, what do you think of how, you know, it's kind of run with all these different kind of entities within one, you know, basically kind of doing their thing? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, Ted, it feels like they're definitely not on the same page. Like, if you tell me that this is the way Alex Cora wants to run his baseball team, I don't believe you. Like, I think there are certain things that Alex Cora believed as a player, saw growing up, that, yeah, the game has evolved a little bit, and there are more numbers and all these different things. But, like, you can see sometimes the irritation in his voice post-game when he talks about the strikeouts and some of the, you know, but that's what they're teaching, right? It's the three outcomes. And I have a hard time pitching backwards. Like, how has the Andrew Bailey process worked? He's been here now for a year and a half. And other than the first month of the season last year, when the pitching backwards thing worked, has it worked since? Who's really taken off? Has Brian Baio developed? Really, has any of the young arms developed? It's just, to me, there's too much push and pull between Alex and Breslow and whoever else is involved and got their hands in the pie, because it's clear that I think a lot of people have their hands in the pie about what's going on there. And I think it leads to what we're seeing, disjointed baseball.
And we're seeing a lot of consistent disjointed baseball. They are a sub-500 baseball team. I still feel like they lost a series this weekend that they somehow won two of the three games, because it feels like they lost it.
You're right.
But they'll tell anyone who listens, particularly anyone on WEEI or Nesson, that they still think they're going to be good. They still think they're going to be adding to this team for 2025. Are you buying into this little PR campaign that Breslow and Sam Kennedy seem to be on, trying to convince us that they're still all in on this season?
Well, let me throw that back at you. Are you still buying in? Because I heard you the other day, and I texted you, and I was like, you're out of your mind if you think they're going to actually add money. And what are we now in the last couple of days? What have we heard? Oh, well, Aroldis Chapman might be a guy gets moved. Oh, yeah. Alex Bregman, if they can't come to an extension, he might get moved. Yeah, yeah, Andy. The only way they add is if they go on some unforeseen run here in the next couple of weeks where all of a sudden they're in driver's seat, a wild card, and someone says, hey, you know, if you give us a B-level prospect, we'll give you a B-plus starter or a B-minus starter on a good contract or whatever in his last year of his deal. Like, I can't foresee it. I don't believe it. They haven't done it. Why would I believe they're going to do it now?
Preach, Michael. Preach.
Why does everybody yell at me?
Changing directions a little bit. The Celtics. Okay, the Celtics. Kind of a underwhelming offseason so far. You know, shedding a lot of salary. And so, you know, people are kind of curious, you know, do they have another big move? And some have speculated that maybe Damian Lillard, that they're interested in bringing him in. Do you have any interest in bringing in a Damian Lillard to this team?
Nope, none whatsoever. 34, going to be 35 when he recovers from the torn Achilles. He never played defense before. He's a ball-dominant player. Like, I suppose you could convince me that if it was the minimum, and what's the most they can offer him right now is 5'7". Like, I suppose maybe you could convince me that that's okay. But even then, like, what are you getting out of that? Obviously, you're not getting anything this year. And if it's it would have to be for a two-year deal. So you get him 2 years from now. If you listen to the people that really hardcore cover the Celtics and seem to be on the mark with things that are going on, they're not talking about just punting on this year. They're talking about punting on next year as well, about being under the tax. Not the apron, not the second apron, talking about being under the tax and then being ready for the free agency in 2027. That's when they can make their quote unquote big move. Ooh. But then actually people have talked about that and they're like, well, you know, if they keep Brown, Tatum and White on the roster, that's like $150 million. So I don't know where the big move exactly is coming from, unless, of course, again, at that point they are saying, all right, well, we'll go back over the second apron. But, yeah, it just feels like this is they're not tanking per se, but they're not doing anything to keep the momentum rolling or to be a – and I've heard people say, like, oh, they could win 50 games. Really? They could?
Yeah, so they could.
I understand that. Yeah, they, you're right. They
JB.
Could. They could if a lot of other things happen.
Ah, you son of a
– Ask one about JB.
No, we're moving on. Right. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. So, Mike –
all the cool people have been going to St. Lucia this offseason. Me, Drake May, and Drake May's now at Wimbledon. Ted likes that.
I'm gonna ask Mike about that.
Elevation of his star power.
Yeah.
But my question of you, from what you understand, and you're maybe one of the most connected people on that beat, what is Drake May's off-season relationship with his teammates, specifically his wide receivers, like? We haven't seen any of that. Like,
no videos.
Yeah, no videos from some private school somewhere. No, oh, he rented out a resort in Montana and all the receivers are throwing. What is that relationship like with him as he tries to develop as the true franchise leader quarterback guy?
Yeah, I believe that's actually coming. At least a little birdie whispered that to me. But, like, look, he got married. So it was it was end of OTAs. A couple weeks later, you're getting married. You know, throw yourself into that. Get a little bit of a break in there. Take some time with his girl, and then he's gonna come back, and it'll be all football all the time from whatever mid July until however long the season goes. So I think some of that stuff's a little overrated. You know, like people get horny for it. And they see the videos because somehow there's people there taking videos of it. You can't just do it on your own. You have to, you have to hire a camera crew to shoot it and show me all the things and edit out all the drops and why did you run it that way? I threw the ball over here. We don't ever see that stuff.
Yep.
But I don't think that matters all that much, you know. And I think, like I said, feels like it's coming here in the next week or so. So, they'll get what they get out of it. And what matters most is when they get on the field and they're being watched by Josh and Mike and everybody else, how it looks then.
I'm curious you have to say about this question that we talked about earlier this week. Andy asked us who we thought has the most pressure on them for the Patriots, not named, Mike Vrabel and Drake May. Do you have a guy in mind that you think is kind of the target for the most pressure? Not name those two guys?
So I heard your answer. I thought the McDaniels answer was a really good answer because, I don't think Mike Vrabel and he were forced together, but I also think it was suggested and highly recommended that they be together. And, we've seen Josh at times, Josh at his best, there's balance, there's, he's creative, all that stuff. But we've seen Josh sometimes lock into certain things. You throw the ball 12 straight plays and, like, that's not who Mike Vrabel is. Now, maybe Mike has evolved in the year away from coaching, and maybe he looks at the talent he has on the roster and says, I get what you're doing. But, like, I could see some moments there where there's potential for friction. And, like, so Josh is going to have to toe the line between, sort of maximizing what he has, which, again, when we look at the wide receiver room, you don't feel great about. And then, here's my best player is my quarterback. And, maybe one of the running backs elevates again. And then, how does he game that? And I'll be curious to see how that plays. I also think, and it's, I don't know if pressure is the right term for it, but they're paying Stephon Diggs to be a one. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we already went through what we went through this offseason with him not really being here when I think they thought he was going to be here. And then, of course, the viral video and the boat. And as I said, I think forgive but not forget is where the Patriots are at with that. So he's got to come back here and show that, he's on point and that he is where he said he was going to be and that he's got the book down. And, whether it's week one or it's a couple weeks into the season or if it's the Kendrick Bourne week five timeline, when he finally gets plugged in there, they're paying him to go. I don't know if they're paying him to be the guy who was in Buffalo, but they're still paying him to be whatever, 5-6 catches a game type of guy. And is he capable of that? Does he want to do that? Like he says he does, but is he doing the work away from it? Again, I know he posts the videos on Instagram. I get it.
Fitzy loves them. Fitzy eats them up.
He's in France training. He's going to have a great year, guys. Come on.
Oh, Fitzy. Oh, I would dog Fitzy right now for not being here, but he sent me some beer. So I won't do it. I'll leave Fitzy alone.
All right. Before we let you go, I like to play a little more likely game here on WEEI Afternoons. And we didn't ask you anything about the Bruins. I know you're a passionate Bruins follower. So I'm just going to ask you quickly, more likely, the Bruins make the playoffs this coming season or they have the number one overall pick next summer?
Boy, that's a good one. Thank you. Here's what I'll say. I'll say they make the playoffs, even though I think the roster's still
low. little optimism from Mike Giardi.
Well, I think that they're going to play a defensive style. I think that's where Sturm's sort of background is. He learned from Claude. He learned from the guy out in L.A. And, like, so I think they're going to pack it in, and I think Swayman will be better. And so I think you'll just kind of squeeze into that eighth spot, you know, like, and then be out in, you know, four games.
All right. That's the homer that is Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I believe he's headed down the Cape. He's going to enjoy some fun sun and fireworks. Enjoy the 4th of July weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
You too, guys.
All right. See you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you soon. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports.
He's nice enough to come on our show, and, yeah, and then we got to bust his balls.
Yeah, it's what we do around here.
That's it.
It's what we do. It's nothing serious, just ball busting.
That's it.
Up next, I want to react to something that Giardi said that I think flies in the face of sort of the general consensus in the world of football about Drake May. That's next here on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, afternoons.
Anybody know?
Rocky 3.
Close. Rocky 4, baby.
Oh, come on. Close.
I mean, you know, it was Apollo Creed going up against Drago? Is that his name?
Yeah, he killed.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Wow, spoiler. Oh. Sorry.
Spoiler.
In case you haven't seen it.
Hey.
Have you been to the Rocky Steps?
I have not.
They have a cool-ass little souvenir shop at the bottom of the steps at the Museum of Fine Art in Philly, at the bottom of the steps, mm-hmm, with, like, the trunks and the robe and all this cool Rocky memorabilia that you can buy. It was pretty sweet. It was one of those places where if I had, like, you know, if I won the lottery and had FU money, I would have spent, like, $500 easy.
Do you know the story behind Rocky, like, how the story evolved? Like, it came from an actual fighter in... It was inspired from an actual fighter.
Oh, yeah.
And the fighter
sued
felt
him,
like,
or something.
Yeah,
right?
He never got, excuse me, his credit, or,
yeah,
you know, it was his story, yet they didn't really you know, bring him into the project, and so he was all bitter about it.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Especially,
yeah,
the longer it goes, and there's 7 Rockies now, then you got the Creed offshoot, then you got Stallone turning it into just a huge career,
sure,
of everything,
sure,
else. I'd probably be a little bitter,
too. A little bitter.
Speaking of bitter, Mike Giardi just joined us, and he doesn't seem to care whether or not Drake May works out with the receivers. And I asked it in part because you and I have discussed this a little bit, but also Aaron Rodgers posted a photo of him, DK Metcalf, and a few other Steelers receivers in Malibu doing one of these little get-togethers where the quarterback brings all the receivers out to some nice place, and you know they throw at some field, and then maybe they hang out, you know, go to dinner, do whatever.
Yeah, play credit card roulette.
Play credit card roulette, lose like me, and Fitzy got lucky. And me. It was rigged.
That was priceless. His face. It was like he won the lottery.
Oh, yeah. He was really excited.
It was like
I actually,
he won the lottery.
It was good because I don't know that I would have been as excited as he was.
Nope. It worked out exactly the way it was
100%.
Supposed to. Yeah.
But Drake May hasn't done this yet. Giardi said he has heard whispers that maybe we may see of this, hear of this coming. A little birdie told him. Maybe that'll be a Forged in Foxborough episode down there from Kraft Sports. But do you – Giardi doesn't care. He said, get on the field with Josh and those guys. Do you think there is a need for this from Drake May offseason, get the crew together kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay, why?
I think it all adds up. I think the more time you spend together off the field, getting to know each other, working together, it just makes coming – when you do get on the field, there's a trust there. Mm. There's a comfortability there that we've been putting in the time outside of this and that you know, when you get there, you just feel closer to your teammate. And, you know, do I need to give the whole football is the most interdependent sport there is? I mean, for me to do my job, I need my nose tackle to do
yep.
his. For my safety to do his job, he needs me to do my job. So it all works in conjunction. And I just think it builds trust. It builds a bond between players if you spend that little extra time outside of the workforce. So I put stock in it. You know, I'm a believer in – in football, if it's about the guy next to you more than any other sport. So that's where bonds can be strengthened is in that extracurricular stuff you do away from the facility.
All right, we'll keep an eye on social media and Instagram and all that. When he's done at Wimbledon, maybe after the 4th of July, before training camp, we'll see Drake May with his teammates. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 4 o'clock. And of late, that means in July, it's 4 o'clock football time. We're heading toward Patriots training camp July 23rd. So we're going to ask a question. We're going to ask an interesting question, a positive question, an optimistic question about the Patriots. Ted and I will provide some answers. That's coming up 4 o'clock football here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.